if there's more than one beneficiary and one of them is disabled, well, of course, you could do a supplemental needs trust in that trust. Of course, that doesn't usually work for a spouse, but it would work for, under the Medicaid rules. You're not supposed to name a spouse as the beneficiary of a special needs trust, but you can do that in a will. But in our individual situation, or this situation here, one of the children might be disabled. If you only had one child and they were going to get everything, I suppose you could just have a special needs trust and have it go into the special needs trust instead. But sometimes there's more than one children, one of them happens to be disabled. Similarly, if a child is a spendthrift, of course, you could have a spendthrift trust in your irrevocable trust. And so you have the Lady Bird deed in our example go into the trust, and then you have the spendthrift trust protections for that child that has those problems. Or it could be that you're concerned that one of your children, for example, because usually we represent elderly clients, has some marital problems. And so to protect if there is a marital problem or that their spouse might remarry, then you could have things go into what I call a box, a separate shared trust to protect. It says if my child predeceases me or upon death, it goes after their death to their children or the other children that they may have, the other children of the grantor. If somebody's a minor, you know, let's say it went to a grandchild, the grandchild can't handle things. And so there would be another use of a revocable trust, even though it's just a Lady Bird deed in our example, into the trust. Or if they're an addict, we, you know, Stephanie was just talking about addiction issues and things like that. Earlier today, Monica mentioned about a reverse pour over to the decedent state if you're having a special needs trust. So, you know, we just mentioned that you can't have a will, it can only, for your spouse, you can only have a special needs trust in a will. She, I think, mentioned today, and I'm mentioning it here too, that perhaps you force, if you draft it that way, personally, I don't do that. I haven't had that situation, but if you imagine that you could have a forcing of the trust to go by probate so you could have a special needs trust. I know a lot of attorneys in different states do that. We have not utilized that. Now, to our topic, and remember the topic was, is your house made out of sticks or bricks? Well, here, I don't know if you could see this drawing, but in the background, you'll see a house that was made of sticks, and it says revocable trust. Remember, I just said whatever you get to, your creditors can get to, and that includes Medicaid. And now, the brick house. The irrevocable trust, the big bad wolf, Medicaid is huffing and puffing, but he can't blow that house down. Your assets may be protected. Now, I know at our conference earlier in the year, that our NALA conference, I guess in January, there was some controversy on whether we should use irrevocable trust in our planning. A lot of times you could do different things. We know that we have gifts and annuities and we do other types of planning, or certainly if you expand the protected resource amount, it's generally easy to do on many people, or even buying a single premium immediate annuity. So why would you do this? Well, let's say you're single. Well, first of all, I look at this as just like on any type of estate planning or Medicaid planning, it's just a tool in the toolbox. And it could be that people just want to protect assets for their children. It may be that they just want to have the option to have Medicaid help pay for care costs. They may have long-term care insurance for 5 years, which is what we desire, or at least enough income that covers, but sometimes they don't. And they may be older, or they maybe have the beginnings of dementia. What happens if I read in the paper today, I read about that there's a new blood test that they may be coming up with, where you could detect if somebody is going to have dementia. Well, what if you found that out and you wanted to know that you wanted to have the option to protect assets for your family? Is that something you want to do? Yeah, of course, usually you keep behind enough money to take care of you for at least the look back period. But does that mean that it's only used for 5 years? The answer is no. There's lots of different bad things that could happen to the individual. However, the use of a revocable trust can be used in many different ways, and we'll get to that just now. right now. So the common goal is to protect excess resources, usually of somebody elderly. So most of the people who set these up are at least in their 70s or perhaps in their 80s and sometimes older. But normally they're older clients who just feel like that they either cannot pass underwriting or they just want to protect some assets for their loved ones. And, you know, of course, the money, we'll get to this in just a second, but how can we utilize that if there's not enough money left behind? Also, you could say you could avoid a successful claim for Medicaid estate recovery. You say, well, gee, Lady Verdeed protects the home. So you could have revocable trust on other assets that were exempt. Why would you do that? Well, I mean, you could sometimes use a revocable trust as well. In California, there was in May, the governor of California, Governor Newsom, said, okay, what we're going to do now is, it wasn't exactly labor deeds, but with life estates, you could protect the homes. Medicaid has this big old dent in California. They're in a lot worse shape than we are. And so one of their proposals was to avoid, you can no longer be able to protect the home like through similar to a Lady Bird deed. So in other words, it became, you know, under federal law, you could be either a probate state or not. And so do they expand estate recovery? Texas hasn't done that. But so after the governor proposed that as part of their budget, I wrote an article that said, are Lady Bird deeds on a ventilator due to COVID-19? Well, the reason for that is, will something that happens in another state come to us? So we always have to be aware, and as we'll talk about on some of the cases here today, about whatever happens in another state to see if it can happen to here and what we should look for.